In this lesson, we're going to talk about the most critical component to being successful, not just on Medium, but in terms of getting people to read your writing in general. We're going to talk about headlines, and we're going to talk about a system that you can use to consistently generate ideas for headlines that will make people want to click on your articles. I'm also going to talk about a resource that I've put together specifically for you that is going to help you get ideas so that you can write more headlines, so that you can have more ideas, and so that you're not constantly stuck wondering what to write about. So you've already been through the sections where I've had you do pre-work, I've had you do research into different topics that you could potentially be writing about, I had you go through questionnaires, I had you look at examples of other Medium writers so that you could reverse engineer their strategies. You've done a lot of pre-work and you've committed to a certain area or section that you want to write about. And having done all of that, having all of that knowledge should be conducive to you being able to start generating ideas for topics. And those ideas are going to be in the form of headlines. The number one thing that you need to know about headlines is that headlines are something that takes a lot of practice to be successful at. I'm going to explain what makes a successful headline, and then I'm going to tell you my practice, a practice that will help you consistently generate ideas, and it's going to create a kind of a back catalog of things that you can use to write about in the future. In terms of what makes a successful headline, you know, a successful headline can come from a variety of different factors. And the one thing that you want to ask yourself before you write a headline, the one thing you want to ask yourself when you're analyzing some of your headline ideas is, what about your idea is going to make someone who doesn't know you, who doesn't know what you have to bring to the table, and who doesn't know the contents inside of your article, what's going to make them want to read it? So I see a lot of new writers and aspiring writers, they will write headlines that don't check these boxes. They will write a headline that is so cryptic and kind of so personal to them that it doesn't explain to the reader why they would want to click, right? So let's take an example that I'm just pulling out of thin air. Let's say you write a headline and, you know, I actually saw a headline somewhere from one of my students, and I'm actually going to address that with them in a little bit. But it was a headline, something along the lines of, you know, my fitness journey, day 11 to day 22. That was the headline. My fitness journey from day 11 to day 22. So I'm guessing it's going to be about his fitness journey, the things he's eating, the exercise routines he's going through, right? But a headline like that doesn't translate to why I would want to read it. Why would I want to read about your routine? Why would I want to read about day 11 to 20 in your life? Now, you could take that same kind of content in that same category, and you could write a headline that could be about the same content but be more appealing to someone like me. Instead of writing about your health routine, your post could write about the benefits of having a health routine and then include your personal story into that. Your post could be about how to lose weight and then use your personal experience as part of that. Your post could be about the physical and mental health benefits of diet and exercise, and then you could share your story. So there's a difference between talking about yourself, sharing a headline that's literally about the content of what you write, and writing it in a way that's going to be appealing to other people. So you always want to step out and have that perspective. And this is why I'm going to include the headline vault. There are other modules where I talk about what makes a good and bad headline. I'm going through and I'm going to analyze different headlines based on the curation rules. We're going to really drill into this specifically because it's a very important topic. But you have to think about what the person on the other side is thinking. So what are some reasons why someone might want to click on your headline? One reason could be that you're teaching them how to do something. This is why advice articles, this is why how-to articles, this is why educational articles do well. The benefit is clear in the title of your headline. So if I write a headline that says, how to become a better writer, and you're looking to become a better writer, you are going to click. So benefits in education are very important, or they're one important component and one important style of headlines that you can use. Other reasons that you might click on a headline is because you think it's going to help you solve a problem, right? So a lot of headlines will be along the lines of, you know, fixing an issue that's going on in your life. This is what self-improvement does. So I might say something, you know, go back to our diet and health example. You know, my headline could be something along the lines of 5 ways to get back on track if you've been struggling with your diet, right? So people are looking to have their problems solved. They're looking for answers to questions. So you want to keep going through and thinking of some of these different frameworks. And actually, what I'll do is maybe I'll make sure to I'll kind of add a list of reasons why people might want to click on your headline and kind of recap the things that are in this video for your future reference. Another reason why someone might read your headline is just because the story is interesting and compelling. It doesn't necessarily always have to be an advice article. It doesn't always have to be an how-to educational article, but you gotta think about what could be interesting in your title, right? So I saw an article the other day, and the headline was something along the lines of, you know, this is what letting myself go looks like. And it was an article by a colleague of mine named Shannon Ashley, who writes a lot of personal essays, right? So if you look at that headline, it's not your normal how-to advice article. It's going to be a highly personal narrative, but the headline draws in the curiosity of people who might be struggling with their self-image too. It still identifies with the person on the other side. So you just have to find a way to make it compelling and interesting, and you could do that in a variety of ways. You could do it by sharing a common experience. A lot of people feel like they've let themselves go. That's why a headline like that worked, as well as the content of the story. You could make a big, bold, controversial statement. You know, I saw an article the other day, you know, Bitcoin is going to crash and you're a fool for buying it, right? So that's not a how-to article. That's not an advice article. That's just kind of a bold statement that makes people on both sides of the argument want to click. So there's people who love Bitcoin who would want to click to get angry at the article, and there's people who are skeptical of Bitcoin who would click because they agree with the premise. So you're always looking for some way to be compelling, right? And this is going to click more together when I talk about different examples that I see, and I'm going to go and use a diverse array of examples for it to make sense both of what to do and what not to do, but you're always looking for these compelling reasons to click. Is your story interesting? Does it talk about benefits? Does it alleviate problems? Is it educational? Is it entertaining? There are people who write satirical articles who do really well. My buddy Sean Kernan, he wrote an article that said, Sean's boyfriend services at your disposal, right? And it was just like satirical article that talked about all these little ways he would, you know, be your boyfriend on demand, all the things he would do, and had a bunch of little puns, right? So that was a successful headline because you can kind of tell from it that it was going to be a bit satirical. There was a picture of him in there, holding a, I think like an apple pie, and he had an apron on, so you could kind of tell what you were going to get into. So that's another way that you could have a compelling headline. Other ways you could have a compelling headline would be, you know, sharing a story and a premise that you're going to talk about, right? So I'm going to talk about this when I get into the blog post framework section, different methods that you can use. But one of them is kind of these biographical accounts. So you could say something like, you know, a billionaire founder made his money from this single product idea. Or X company loses $10 billion due to this marketing gaffe. Or I've seen true crime articles about historical figures. You know, this this guy robbed a bank and escaped prison in 1983. Here's what happened, right? So you just have to think about making it compelling, and there you can pretty much do almost anything except write those cryptic headlines that people aren't super into. So what I'm gonna do is now talk about the process that I've used every single day of my life to get better at coming up with headlines. And then at the end, after I talk about all these individual components of how to put together your article, you're gonna see how the process works from start to finish, from the beginning of my day to the end of my day, all throughout the weeks, and into the future with my whole career, what I do. So this strategy is making sure that every single day, to begin your day, we're going to write down 10 headline ideas. Now, you can get these headline ideas from looking into the resources I'm about to share with you, seeing other things that you see online, and using the knowledge that you've gained from all of your pre-work about what your audience wants, about what their needs are, different things like that. You're going to write down 10 headline ideas every single day. Now, here's the thing about writing down those ideas. Usually, most of the ideas are not going to be good. And that's the problem most people have. They don't want to write 10 ideas and have 9 of them be bad to get one good one. But that's how the process works. You have to go through a lot of bad ideas to get to the good. And I promise you, if you commit to writing down 10 headline ideas per day, you will get good. Now, this one is something that I'm going to say is non-negotiable. You have to do this every single day if you want to be successful. So I'm going to give you examples continuing out in this module through headlines. We're going to cover this in depth. But part of your daily practice is that you're going to write down 10 headlines every single day. Now, to end this lesson, I'm going to share a resource with you that's going to help you come up with ideas for headlines in the future. And this is called the Headline Vault. So what the Headline Vault is a bunch of examples of headlines that you can use, including fill-in-the-blank sort of templates. And then I've also shared examples of popular headlines that I've got from Medium, viral articles, article ideas suggested by Medium as ways to do well with writing headlines. And I'm going to have a list of all of those for you to look at, for you to get a really good example of what good headlines are. And even with this resource, I know a lot of people, like, you obviously go out and you see headlines every day, but there are people who still struggle with them, and it's because they don't practice them. It's because they don't write them down. So you have to write down 10 ideas every single day. That is one piece of the puzzle. I'm going to show you how to put together the entire process, including generating headlines. But what I want you to do is move through some of these things step by step with me. So what I want you to do to end this lesson, before you even move to the next one, just for practice right now, take what you've learned about your niche, about your audience, about reverse engineering the strategies from other Medium writers, and even the ideas in the headline vault below, and come up with 10 headline ideas right now. All right, get that done. Shouldn't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll see you in the next lesson.